Today on Gardening in a Minute, heirloom vegetables. For centuries, gardeners have collected the seeds of their best-tasting, best-performing vegetables in their gardens for future planting. Heirloom vegetables are varieties that have come from these seeds, passed down for many generations. Many plants are bred for longer shelf life and other modern needs, but heirlooms have usually been selected for flavor, tenderness, and visual appeal. For many gardeners, heirloom vegetables are a cherished link to the past. Others feel that the shrinking gene pools from increased hybridization can leave plants vulnerable to disease and pests and want to preserve genetic diversity. Heirloom vegetables that have been cultivated for many years in a particular region or microclimate are well suited to that area's soil and climate. Bring on the flavor by growing some of these old favorites. For more information about heirloom vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Gumbo Limbo Tree. Gumbo Limbo is a native of South Florida and the tropical offshore islands. The soft, lightweight, and easily carved wood of Gumbo Limbo was used for making carousel horses before the advent of molded plastics. Gumbo Limbo is a large, semi-evergreen tree. It can reach 60 feet in height, but it's usually seen smaller in landscape plantings. The trunk and branches are thick and are covered with resinous, smooth, peeling, coppery-colored bark with an attractive, shiny, freshly varnished appearance. The Gumbo Limbo is often referred to as the tourist tree because the tree's bark is red and peeling, like the skin of a sunburned tourist. Gumbo Limbo is also considered one of the most wind-tolerant trees and is recommended as a rugged, hurricane-resistant choice in South Florida. For more information about Gumbo Limbo trees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Fire Spike. Fire Spike adds a big pop of red to the garden, making some gardeners suggest that it's the equivalent of red salvia on steroids. The foot-long spikes of showy flowers appear year-round in South Florida and during fall and winter in North and Central Florida. They attract hummingbirds and several species of butterflies that feed on the nectar. Fire Spike can be planted all year in Florida and will tolerate a variety of soil conditions. Plant Fire Spike in full sun for best blooming. Once established, Fire Spike is moderately drought-tolerant. Fire Spike tends to form a clump, so be sure to give it plenty of room to spread. A hard freeze can kill the above-ground growth, but the plant will typically return in the spring. Fire Spike often reseeds itself and can also be propagated by cuttings. For more information about Fire Spike and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plant hardiness zones. How well plants perform depends mostly on your choosing the right plant for your climate and location. The Department of Agriculture has designated 10 climate zones for the continental U.S. to guide gardening efforts. There are three zones in Florida, 8, 9, and 10. Taking into account which zone you live in can make all the difference in the world. Hardiness zones are based on the average lowest temperatures, helping you choose plants that can survive the winter. Use the zones as a guide for selecting the plants best suited for your area. Remember that Florida's high humidity and warm nights can affect a plant's ability to survive in the appropriate zone. So use the plant hardiness zone map as a guide, but consult your county extension office for more detailed information. For more information about plant hardiness zones and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets are a type of wasp that build nests underground, although aerial nests do occur. They are very social, living in colonies of hundreds to thousands. Yellow Jackets perform a valuable service in the garden by destroying many insects that attack plants. Yellow Jackets are adept at stinging and are especially aroused if danger threatens the nest. Unlike the honeybee, which dies upon inflicting a single sting, Yellow Jackets may sting as often as they find a target. If you attempt to remove or destroy nests yourself, it's best to do it at night when nest activity is at a minimum. Use extreme caution and recommended products for control. If the nests are large or difficult to approach, it would be safest to hire a pest control operator to eliminate the colony. For more information about Yellow Jackets and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.